Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Vinny and Haney. As you just heard during Nolan's update, Todd Monken was on the Ryan Ripken show. What a coincidence. Joining us now is Ryan Ripken. First of all, Ryan, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Well, look at that, in that order, man. It's like I has it been that long since I've seen you, Bob?
Yeah, I believe so. And happy Halloween. I think we missed that one, too.
Man, it's been that long. Wow. And you know what? I guess Nolan, it's that case too. Wow. This is like a little reunion.
Who is this guy?
Look at us.
Yeah, Nolan's grown a beard since you last saw him.
Shaved it and grown it back. No.
Oh, my goodness. See, well, what are you guys doing without me there? But you know what? It's great to hear your voices. Happy 2026.
Appreciate it, dude. And, of course, the interview you did with Todd Monken, you and the fellas yesterday, making national news. We've been riding this thing all day long, and rightfully so. So tell us how it all came about and how, you know, Todd Monken, you were like Barbara Walters, man. He was opening up, just saying anything and everything that he had to say. But as you were getting ready to do the interview for you, Ryan, what was the first question you wanted to ask him and wanted to get the answer to?
Well, honestly, you know, how it all kind of comes together and you get a message of like, hey, I'm going to join and you can have me as long as you want. And I'm like, well, all right, well, where are we going to go with this? And, you know, obviously there was a lot of things that people wanted answers to, you know, whether it's from the Harbaugh situation, those rumors around that was Monken the reason that Harbaugh didn't come back. Oh, that there's disagreements with Lamar, whatever that can be. But above all, Bob, what I really wanted, and this is kind of why I got in the media, is I always felt growing up that there was sometimes with the name Ripken and being around that there was some rumors, misconceptions, and that narratives out there that sometimes that people really didn't know. And that's not any knock to anybody, but no one really knew everything. So you wanted to feel like you couldn't get your word out. In this case, I wanted Todd Monken to just be able to speak openly about these narratives, whatever he wanted. So I don't think it was one specific question. I think above all, I just wanted Todd to know, hey, I understand where you come from. You can trust me with this. And I want you to feel comfortable to express yourself. And you know what? I think it turned out great, and I think a lot of people, whether you agreed or not on the field, you felt that you got an authentic answer, and I don't think we get that a lot from people in the around the professional ranks, especially an offensive coordinator on a premier team in the NFL.
So the two initial takeaways after listening to the interview, one, on the surface, you know, we're so consumed by the Ravens part of it, I immediately dive into that, all the angles, stuff talking about Lamar, the Harbaugh relationship. But then I also came away thinking, man, Monken looks really good coming out of this interview. You mentioned how candidly he spoke, how open and honest he was. He's going to re-enter the coaching cycle now. Past couple years, he's received some head coaching interest, interview requests from the Browns here for that. You get the sense that maybe this could be the time for him to try to leap to head coach if the opportunity's on the table?
Well, I, from hearing him speak and how accountable he is, you know, that makes you want to, you know, hire him as a head coach just off the accountability standpoint. Now, however, we know being a great offensive coordinator doesn't necessarily translate to being a great head coach. But what you want is those qualities, right? So would I love to see Todd get an opportunity? Absolutely. Will he? I don't know. You know, I don't know if he will, but I think above all, like, you're right. You know, I tell people, especially that are still playing, and I felt that way when I was hidden as a player, you know, trying to make it in the minors, or even when I was younger, I wanted to be close to the vest because you're afraid of saying something wrong and people are going to judge you. But I think that was the part. Monken coming out of this, how could you not love what he said and what he did after the fact? And again, I bring it back to this. He covered everything. And the bigger part is he was accountable about everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. He didn't point fingers. He spoke honestly, openly, and truthfully. And you know how you can look someone in the eyes and you can listen to them and you can sit there and go, I don't know if I believe in that guy. I listened to him the entire time, and I just said, I believe every word that he says because I could feel it coming from the heart. And I think that's the part that I loved for Todd Monken more than anything, is that people got to see what everyone else behind the scenes has heard about him, that he is a great guy. He's a straight shooter. And yeah, if I'm a team that wants to hire Todd Monken, I'm looking at this guy of, I got zero questions about what he brings to the table on top of already being a brilliant football mind.
Now back to the Ravens side of things here, their search for the next head coach. They've got 9 invites out there, including guys that have already interviewed. It's been the question of the week, so I'll pose it to you. What are you leaning more towards? What would you like to see in terms of the coach coming here? Offensive mind or defensive mind?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would just want, now I go back and forth on how I guess I would fully answer this. You know, when you look at, do you need more to unlock the offense? No, I don't think that that's the case. This offense the year prior and in 2023, you're like, this unit's a juggernaut. This is an offense that can win. So, but it was the identity side. You know, the defense wasn't like we've seen. And yes, there's been changes and turnovers. And, you know, I think above all, I think you want to have a leader of men, a guy that then if it's a defense or offensive minded, to me is irrelevant. But how do you get back to the mantra of playing like a Raven? You know, physical, tough, gritty, control the line of scrimmage in the trenches on both sides of the ball. That's what made the Ravens the Ravens. And you have that dynamic playmaker in Lamar Jackson. When he's healthy, he's the best player in the NFL. So the Ravens for them is getting back to that identity, and who can help the Ravens be that next form of that, right? And that's something that I'm looking for. So of the candidates, I'll even say if none of the candidates that we've seen so far, if it's someone else that people have questions on, because back in 2008, people had questions on John Harbaugh. They weren't sure who this guy was coming in. They had an idea, Andy Reid coaching tree, Philadelphia, but could he be a leader? Could he lead this Baltimore Ravens team? Well, the answer was yes, but it wasn't the obvious choice. So that's where I'm kind of at. I know it's a long-winded answer. I just want, above all, who can come in and make the Ravens again. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want to see. Cause this isn't a reset. This is a reboot now. This team can still win, and they should still expect to win next year and beyond.
Ryan Ripken Show, and of course our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, ripping it with Ryan, which will be starting, won't be long, and then BBT, hey, March 26th, opening day, Orioles taking on the Twinkies down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. But with John Harbaugh now taking a few days to himself, that next week it seems as though Ryan is going to start percolating with the interviews and such. Apparently reports are saying he has no interest in getting into broadcasting. He's going to pull an Andy Reid, get right back on the sidelines. Based on the openings that are there, discounting the Ravens, of course, what do you think would be the best fit for him? Nolan and I are saying the Giants probably, if you want to try to win immediately. Atlanta looks a little intriguing to me, even though that quarterback situation's a little unsettled at this time.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at just on a talent standpoint, the two teams that have really great pieces on the offense and defensive sides, it would be Atlanta and New York. You know, just because of just that. And I know there's a little bit more questions with the quarterback side in Atlanta, but that offense and defense, man, you saw sometimes you're like, this is one of the best teams that they can be. And then obviously other times you're like, well, they are, their record says what it is because of all the shortcomings or blown leads and et cetera, et cetera. Now the Giants, though, I really do think that would be an unbelievable landing spot for Harbaugh. And I'm probably with you guys on that and why. Offense and defensive talent, young star quarterback that if you believe in Jackson Dart and get someone to help him develop, you feel really good about that. Oh, and on top of it, the Giants are going to have a premier pick in this upcoming draft. So, yeah. And also, too, for John, New York media might not love him, but he can handle the New York media. And I think that's the biggest thing. The Giants need a culture change, and they need that stability. So if I'm John, that's definitely one that I would see. And, you know, it'd be really exciting to watch. I think wherever he's going to go, it's going to be strategical, and he's going to be in a place to put him in position to win and win now.
What's going on the next Ryan Ripken show?
Oh, it's a great question, Bob. I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh, my bad. John Harbaugh would be a nice follow-up, by the way. Not to give you a program suggestion.
Mm, that's interesting. I'll say this, Bob, because we have a lot of interviews in the pipeline, and let's just say there could be some interviews from people that haven't made any public comments on the football space.
Oh.
And there could be some other guys that just people want to hear from. Yeah, that you don't get to hear from too often. So how about that?
That sounds awesome. That's a good tease, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, always great to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you in studio as we'll reunite like Peaches and Herb did way back when song reunited. Ah, whatever. Ryan, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right. Hey, talk to you soon. Hey, you can call and write anytime. Don't forget that.
No, my phone takes calls too. That's like I say to everybody in my family. You never call. Well, mine, you know, it's not a dial out only phone. It actually rings. Anyway, we'll talk Orioles too. At some point in time.
Appreciate you guys. See ya.
All right, see ya. Here's Ryan Ripken, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you, and then a fun house trip with Alex Scamponi. And then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And then it's college football playoff, Oregon, Indiana, Peach Bowl. Winner gets Miami in the national championship game.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.